What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, Claire is finally starting to feel a little bit better. We're in sort of the danger area where she thinks she's almost better and she wants to get up and do things, but she needs to rest. So we're going to wait one more week before we have her come back for her usual third hour appearance, but she really wanted to be here today. I'm the villain. I'm the bad guy. I said, no, you can't do it. You got to be, you know, resting and taking care of your back. All right, we're going to go to the telephones here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? I just want to say before I get on my topic, you know, about that that person who is trans-age or raping that young girl. Well, you know, if they're going to go that, then I'm trans financial. I'm going to go in a Mar-a-Lago golf club and say I want to be a member. I'm just a rich guy trapped in a poorhouse.
Well, I keep telling everybody, you know, I'm a rich talk show radio host trapped here in this body out here in Hawaii, or I self-identify as a very rich talk show radio host. So, you know, if you don't send in more money, then you're being hostile. You're invading my space or whatever the liberals like to say. Anyway.
Well, anyway, I like my free space, not my safe space. But getting on, I remember 32 years ago, I was at a community college. The day was very cold. I lived in Florida at the time, and I remember the day that the Challenger exploded. And the thing is, I'm very excited. One thing I'm excited about this administration is they're getting ready to start up the space program again. And just like the Challenger is like it's going to happen when we try to go to Mars, go back to the moon, there's going to be a lot of risk taken, and some astronauts might die, you know, in
yes.
this endeavor. And I just think you can't be afraid of the challenge.
Well, again, the big stink about Challenger was that the problem was known about, that there had been burn-throughs on those O-rings on flights before Challenger, but the burn through had basically pointed out in a harmless direction, and the onboard flight computer was able to correct the course. And the astronauts were concerned about it because nothing was being done. Those supposedly reusable solid fuel boosters weren't really ready to reuse. They were deforming underneath the pressure. And when they were trying to reuse the segments, it was a great deal of trouble to try and get them together. And it should have been dealt with before. Yes, we're going back out into space. And yes, space is a high-risk environment. But let's not shortchange the safety. And I remember when NASA went through this major transition. It was called the New NASA. And control over the space missions was taken away from the scientists and the engineers and turned over to some managers, MBA types, political appointees, with the idea that they were going to make space business-like and cost-effective. And the first thing they did to show their muscle is they got rid of the round blue NASA logo and replaced it with that red word NASA, which was called the worm. And I'm glad to see that they've gone back to the original traditional logo because that's the one we all grew up with. But after that is when we started seeing all kinds of problems because NASA was being managed by people who hadn't grown up with the space program, and they just kept pushing lower cost, fast schedule. And the real tragedy about Challenger was that the engineers at Morton Thiokol, who had designed and built those solid rocket engines, called up NASA and said, do not launch today. The temperature was below freezing last night, and those O-ring gaskets do not respond to the cold weather. Don't launch. And NASA management, they were aware that the teacher in space was on board Challenger, and the whole world was watching, and management was out there to prove that they could run space missions on a schedule, and just like a regular airline. And they went ahead and they launched, and the frozen O-rings burned through, and in this case, that plume of flame hit a structural member holding the SRB onto the external tank, and it broke loose at the bottom, pivoted up, plunged in and basically tore the whole ship apart. And it was a real tragedy. And of course, anybody who experienced that, we're all going to remember that, where and when we were. It's like when we learned Kennedy was assassinated. In my case, I was in Italy, in the town of Milan, and I was sent there by this animation company I worked for in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, to help them set up a production facility. And it was the end of the day, and I went back to my hotel. And my Italian, I was trying to learn as much Italian as I could, and I was getting by. But I turned on the TV news, and there was the Challenger sitting on the launch pad, and the news reporter was clearly excited, and he was talking so fast, and I couldn't understand what he was saying. So I experienced the Challenger explosion like the people at the Cape. I had no idea it was coming. It just went up and off, and I'm saying, you know, great, way to go, Judy, because I'd worked with one of those crew people just 3 months before at the Houston Manned Spacecraft Center, and it just bang, and it went, and it was a shock. And I got on the phone, and I called up friends at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory from all the way in Italy, and I said, is what I'm seeing what really happened? And they said, yes, the crew was lost. So, yeah, it's one of those events that does define an age, if you will. I'm very supportive. Go ahead.
Well, even like the people in the old Soviet Union were not really rejoicing about it. They were actually mourning, too, because they had their own space program. And, you know, it's like nobody was rejoicing in the world that day. But, you know, things going back to the problems, you know, I looked at the videotape this morning of the Challenger exploding. And when the mission control said throttle up, boom, you know, that's when it exploded.
Well, no, that was a complete coincidence. That's a complete coincidence because when you're launching a spacecraft up, lower down in the atmosphere, you're having to deal with high atmospheric pressure and aerodynamic stress. And there's a point in the ascent path called max Q, which is the point where the aerodynamic forces are at their maximum. And in order to minimize the possibility of damage, you're usually going at a reduced throttle setting on the main engines, the three engines at the bottom of the shuttle. And so when the flight controller is saying throttle up, he's saying you're past the max Q area, you can go to 100% power. But the fact that the shuttle blew at that moment was a complete coincidence because the problem was not with the main engines, it was with the SRBs.
Well, but anyway, Mike, have a good weekend. Tell Claire to get well.
I will
pitch in for a wireless headset if she has to do it from bed.
Well, that would be for an interesting video. And no, the problem is that this chair that I have in here for her, I don't think it's good for her to sit in. I actually invited her to just walk on in and put on the headset and say hi for a few minutes, but she decided she wanted to wait till next week when she can do the whole hour. Anyway, George, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. That walk down memory lane. One of the reasons that the Russians were very unhappy about Challenger was they had their own shuttle program called the Buran. And it had actually flown once successfully unmanned, but when the Challenger blew up, it was also, of course, the end of the Soviet Union, so the Buran is now a museum piece. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But it was interesting, 6 degrees of separation, because I'd actually been on board Challenger when it was being constructed in Southern California. And when I was there working in Europe, you know, people were asking me. They knew about my background with NASA, and I said, yes, I'd been on the Challenger. And then, boom. It was very, very sad. And I remember when, I think it was Columbia went down, and they were making a big deal about Ilya Ramon being the first Jewish astronaut. That's not true. Judy Resnick was Jewish. Very quiet about it, very proud about it. Also an amazing piano player. All right, let's get on back to current events here. I've had enough of a walk down nostalgia, something I'm trying to avoid as I get older. Apparently, George Soros is now on the warpath for some reason against Facebook and Google, which is rather amazing considering that Facebook and Google have been very supportive of his efforts to silence voices opposing globalism and the New World Order, or conservatives in general, but apparently got up there at the World Economic Forum, and basically Soros said social media companies influence how people think and behave without them even being aware of it. Well, yes, we know that part of it's true. But he's saying Facebook and Google's size means they become obstacles to innovation. Can't argue with that either. And he basically said that these are near monopoly distributors, and they should be run as public utilities. And this is the first time that George Soros has ever said anything that I agree with. The internet as a whole should be regulated as a public utility. We're all dependent on it. And I'm in agreement with all those lawyers who are saying that the FCC's mischaracterization of the internet in order to allow it to be privatized and carved up to the highest bidder was inappropriate. Common carrier should have applied to the internet just as it applied to the telephone system when the telephone system was broken up, which caused no end of headaches for everybody. Now, a lot of people have iPhones. A lot of people have older iPhones. They can't afford the newer iPhones. They're still upset about this intentional slowdown of the battery. But Apple has just announced that there is a future update for the iPhones, for the older iPhones, that will have a manual battery saver feature, that where you can turn it off if you need the speed, or turn it on if you want your battery to last. And it's going to be appearing on the iPhone 6, 6 Plus, SE, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, and 7 Plus models. I didn't realize that the 7 was susceptible to this. Gosh darn those people at Apple. Now, last year, the FCC, under Trump's appointed chairman, Ajit Pai, created this advisory committee for high-speed internet access, saying that it planned to bring broadband to more people. And one of the people serving on this panel, this committee, was San Jose's mayor. And apparently he quit the committee in protest today, saying that the telecommunications industry basically had taken control of the initiative and was advancing its own interests at the expense of consumers, which is, of course, what corporations like to do. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. We've been talking about the very heavy snow that Tokyo has had, heaviest snow in something like two decades now. It's still coming on down. And Tokyo just recorded their lowest temperature in almost half a century. And 48 years. And as a result, Tokyo ambulance companies are saying they're seeing a lot of business, people who are slipping on the ice and falling, plus the influenza, the Japanese flu is hitting a lot of people there, a lot of traffic accidents. So it's a very, very busy season for the ambulance drivers. Now, over in Shanghai, China, they got a heavy snow, their first in a decade. And amazingly enough, the carbon Nazis are still all over the media with basically two stories. 2017 was the hottest year on record. Don't look at the record, just take our word for it. Hottest year on record. And all of this snow and ice is caused by global warming. They really do think that you are stupid enough to fall for that. That because the world is getting warmer, we're going to get more snow and more ice. They're not giving up. They still want your money in the carbon taxes. They still want your obedience to a global environmental authority that will tell you how small, how tiny a house you must live in from now on. Or some of them are just worried about protecting their reputations, like Bill Nye, the not very scientific guy, who was a champion of global warming. And now, with the globe cooling, going into a new Maunder minimum, They're out there saying, well, we'll see the effects of the warming. It's there. It's just hidden. Remember when they claimed the global warming was hidden at the bottom of the ocean? Hello? Ever hear of convection? Warm water rises. Cold water sinks. If there was any global warming at the bottom of the ocean, it would be at the top of the ocean. They're just not giving up. Anybody who thinks there's no such thing as a conspiracy against the people, this is one you can point to. And it involved Al Gore and all of his carbon brokerage people. It involved the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, Great Britain, Penn State here in this country, NASA, NOAA, most of the so-called science channels on cable TV, which these days are less and less scientific. Have you noticed how tabloid they're getting? Shows about ghosts and psychic phenomenon. Well, they just discredited themselves. Boy, there seems to be a lot of illnesses going around the world right now. We have the Aussie flu, which is what hit us here in Hawaii, the Japanese flu, which is hitting, obviously, Japan, the French flu, and some combination of all of those are sweeping across Europe and have really hit Great Britain. They're running out of room in the hospitals. They've had to put off all non-emergency medical care. Then we have that bleeding eye disease down in Uganda. It's a hemorrhagic fever that has been identified as very close to the disease that wiped out the Aztecs. Apparently, they were able to get a sample of the DNA of the pathogen that killed the Aztecs from scrapings from the teeth of the remaining bodies here. Now, apparently, down in Brazil, they're having an outbreak of yellow fever. This is turning into a very sick world right now. And apparently, it's already leaving Brazil. Confirmed in the Netherlands for a traveler who recently visited Sao Paulo. Now, Sao Paulo has closed its zoo and its botanical gardens, and apparently the outbreak has led to 70 deaths, and it's showing no signs of slowing down whatsoever. And apparently now the big Inhotim Art Park is saying that all visitors will have to show proof of yellow fever vaccination to be allowed to enter. They're saying the measure was preventative and no case of the yellow fever had been found there. And I understand they're trying to prevent the spread of the disease here. Sometimes economics can get in the way. Many years ago, when I was doing some projects down in Australia, the airline was starting to bring on the long-reach 747-400 that could make the trip from the United States to Australia direct. But in order to keep passengers in the shorter-range jets, keep them flying, they had this deal. If you did a round trip to Australia, you could pick your stopover destination for one leg of the flight. So I figured, Tahiti, never been there. And so I stopped off at Tahiti and got off the plane, and we're outside the airport before they finally get around to telling us that we could be exposed to dengue fever, which at that point in my life, it was just a name in a headline and it was scary. People die from dengue. And then when I actually contracted it, I found out that for the vast majority of people, it's not that serious. 2/3 of the people who get it won't even show symptoms. Only like 3% develop the serious hemorrhagic symptoms. And for the rest, it's like a case of the flu, which is how it hit me. So it was a little bit overstated. I remember when I got stung by a Portuguese man of war and I'd heard all these horror stories. And yeah, it hurt. It wasn't that big a deal. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And we've got a few stories left to close out the day, but the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Still waiting for DNS to get our site back up online. We'll be right back.
Dendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting on back to the medical issue. One of the very frustrating things that has been happening with Claire and her back is that she's dealing with a lot of pain. And because of this, all of a sudden, this opioid crisis, doctors are pulling back and saying, no, we can't prescribe that anymore. And so people who are legitimately, genuinely in pain are being left in pain. So we're looking for something, you know, down at the down-to-earth health food stores. Story coming on out of Post News D2, fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is a synthetic opiate. And it's linked to thousands of deaths every year, but doctors are still prescribing it, although not around here. But it has the potential to be abused. It's very addictive. The stuff that's out on the street, though, can be dangerous. We went through a situation when I was living in North Hollywood where there was this phony heroin. They were calling it China White. There's a real heroin that's called China White. This wasn't it. They called it China White. Was a variant on fentanyl, and anybody who used it came down with a permanent case of Parkinson's disease. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Regarding the memo that you're talking about, this is where I think Donald Trump is being blackmailed. Okay, if he has a memo that could destroy the Democratic Party, and the fact that he's president and his party controls the Senate and the House, he should be able to get any bill that he wants passed, and a Democrat shouldn't even attempt to stop him from doing certain things.
Well, what Donald Trump is trying to do is avoid giving the Democrats any more fuel to scream obstruction of justice. And so, and I'm in agreement with him. As frustrating as it is to just see this drag on and drag on and drag on, Trump needs to sit back and let the machinery of government be seen to work the way it's supposed to, or more importantly, be seen by the American people to break down the way it certainly broke down during the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. But if, you know, now they're trying to claim that Trump wanted to fire Mueller last June so they can scream, see, he's got something to hide. They're just trying to keep this Trump-Russia collusion story going as long as they can, even though there's no evidence. But I think Trump is wise to keep his hands off of this thing. I'm sure there's a lot of back-channel discussion going on. But Judge Napolitano, I think, is right. Somebody in the House of Representatives just needs to stand up and read it into the congressional record, and then it's out.
Well, that's what happened with the Pentagon Papers. It was read in the congressional record back in 1971.
Yes.
But this is another concern. You know, with this memo, I think it would hurt Republicans just as well. It would hurt Democrats, because there are some Republicans who don't like Trump, and they've been dealing with the Obama administration in the past, and they had done stuff that would really, feel like they're in bed with the Democrats.
Well, from the reactions that we're seeing from everybody on Capitol Hill, this memo is very damaging to a lot of people. It's certainly going to be the worst scandal for the FBI since COINTELPRO. This is going to be the Democrats' version of Watergate. And yes, a lot of people are going to get tangled up in this thing, but it has to be done. Trump promised he was going to drain the swamp. Somebody just handed him that little chain to the plug in the drain.
This is true. And the other problem, if we had a real media like they did back in the 70s, all this stuff could have been brought out. People would have dealt with it and things would have been better. But again, the last time that this country did the right thing was during Watergate, and since then it's been downhill. And all these reporters are basically, like you always call them, political whores or what do you call them, prostitutes?
Prostitutes and correspondents.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. Before I let you go, your caller from L.A., Pat, what is his name? The guy
Peter.
From L.A. that calls in. Peter. Tell him, or he might be listening, that he sounds like Pat Leahy of Vermont. He sounds exactly like him.
Okay.
I would let you.
I'm
let
sure you mean
note.
It as a compliment, and I'm sure he'll take it as a compliment.
Right, it should be a compliment, yeah, because I like his voice, and he does make a lot of
okay.
sense. All right, take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a good weekend. Boy, am I glad it's Friday. I am so glad it's Friday. All right, now, getting into the world of vaccines, and again, everywhere we went with Claire, urgent care, have you had your flu shot? We don't need it. We just had the flu. That's why we're in here anyway. They're still pushing it out there. And we're telling this practitioner, we know the stats. This flu vaccine is only 10% effective, and, there's a lot of harm caused by these things. And it goes in one ear and out the other one. And, before we walk out, last chance, get you the flu shot. No, thank you. I don't think so. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. There's a caller on the line, and we've got a few more things to share with you from the world of medicine and especially about vaccines and so forth. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here. I'm going to go check on my lady love, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it looks like some people are once again able to see the website because they're starting to post member stories and the numbers are going back up. So we're over that crisis. Now, for some of you, because of the way DNS propagation works, could be tomorrow morning before you're able to see the site again. But that's where we are. Oh, okay. let's go to the phones here. Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I heard you talking about natural painkillers for Claire.
Yes.
And if you go to drx.com, he's got an article on 8 natural painkillers. You could probably find one there. One of them is cayenne pepper. I think it's, you know, different things for different things. Things going
okay.
on with painkillers.
Is that spelled, is it spelled out drx.com, or is it just...
It's DRAXE.com. Oh. So Dr. X. Yeah.
DRAXE.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Dr. X. Okay. All right.
It
I'm looking
Dr.
at this
X.
12 natural.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, I'll take
you
a look at that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
All right. Well, thank
That's
you.
That's all I wanted.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now, let's see. Okay. All right. No more callers on the line here. So let's clear that out. All right. So we were talking about vaccines and vaccinations. We're talking about the sales pitch is always out there. Big money being made on these vaccines. Anytime anybody gets sick, they push the vaccines. Every time the vaccines make somebody sick, they push the vaccines. So there's an organization out in California called Physicians for Informed Consent. And they recently reported in the British Medical Journal that every year in the United States, 5,000, an average, 5,700 children will be given seizures from the combined triple vaccine, the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. And this findings derived from results of the most statistically powered safety study ever to measure the association between MMR vaccination and febrile seizures. And the data pool was more than 500,000 children. They were evaluated, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, from a Danish population that is relied on globally to examine vaccine safety. And the results showed that seizures from the MMR vaccine occur in about 1 out of every 640 children up to 2 weeks following the vaccination. So applying this risk of seizures to the 3.64 million U.S. children vaccinated with a first dose of MMR every year results in about 5,700 annual MMR vaccine seizures. These things are very dangerous. But we live in a country where bad products, dangerous products, can be sold as long as they're making money and the companies are paying taxes and keeping the bankers happy. Consumer product safety just doesn't exist anymore. A very third world we've become in that regard. Now, yesterday we ran a story in which we found out that, at least in California, children are still being given vaccinations that contain the mercury-based preservative thimerosal because of an exemption granted by the California Health Department on the basis of that mercury-free vaccines were in short supply. They just weren't making them. So, yeah, let's go ahead and we'll allow them to keep on using those mercury-based vaccines. Mercury is a neurotoxin. Exposure to it causes mental illness. There is a considerable amount of evidence that it is this mercury-based preservative in vaccines that has triggered the epidemic of autism sweeping our country. So, another story out of global research up in California. In the decade from 1991 to 2001, exposure to thimerosal-containing hepatitis B vaccines in the first 6 months of life resulted in an estimated 500,000 to 1 million U.S. children being diagnosed with learning disabilities. That's a million who got the vaccine and then were later diagnosed with these issues. Now, here's the problem. When you are born, your brain is still not fully developed. And the nerves are basically just floating in the brain, and they're not yet protected by what is called the myelin sheaths, which keep the neurons separated, prevent short circuits, and also prevent anything that can get past the blood-brain barrier from getting into the neurons and causing problems. So it is before these myelin sheaths are in place is when the mind of a child is most vulnerable to a chemical insult. That's when they can really be damaged. Okay, now, getting on back to Europe, this article just came on in. Apparently, up in Sweden, the migrant situation is on the verge of being a civil war. There are armed migrant teens roaming the neighborhoods with Kalashnikovs. And the government is now talking a civil conflict. They're going to call out the military. And that same thing is going to happen here in this country if we don't get our borders under control. Sweden was, you know, the bastion of liberalism. Female government, liberal, everything, bike paths. I remember when Grand Tour did a segment in Sweden, and Jeremy Clarkson couldn't help but poke fun at them. But this is what happens. Liberals will make decisions based on what sounds good and, oh, wouldn't it be nice if. They're not very good at actually thinking long-term and considering the possibility that what they're doing might have a different outcome than what they're expecting. And that's what's happened here. Sweden opened up its borders. The refugees are pouring on in, became the rape capital of the world. Now they've got the no-go zones. And now the no-go zones are being protected from the police by migrant teens armed with Kalashnikovs. Way to go, Sweden. You've shown the world how well this open border policy works. And still, the globalists, George Soros and the liberals, they think it's a great idea. Just because it didn't work for Sweden, or just because it didn't work out for Italy, or just because it didn't work out for all those people, doesn't mean it can't work here. We're going to do exactly the same thing they did that led to disaster, but we believe it'll work out wonderfully here. That all these migrants and MS-13 gang members and contagious people are going to come on in, and we're going to just stand around and hug and hug and hug each other in the spirit of global humankind. Now, over in the Philippines, Mount Mayon is erupting. They've got it at what they call alert level 4, which is one below the highest level, but it's spewing a lot of lava, pyroclastic flows, a lot of material into the air. Plane routes are being changed, and basically the Philippines is expecting this eruption is probably going to last about 3 months long. So they've already evacuated the areas where the lava and the pyroclastic flows are expected to land. And those people, I guess, are camped out somewhere. But again, they may have lost their homes. It's one of the things that when you live on the side of a volcano, it's a reality. Now, obviously, on Oahu, our volcano is extinct. The hotspot has moved, well, actually, to be correct, our tectonic plate has moved off toward the northwest, and the hotspot is now under the southern edge of the Big Island. And it's already starting to form a new island off the coast of the Big Island. It's called Lo'ihi. It was at one point starting to get close to the surface, and then something happened, and there was a landslide, and the top part broke off and fell down. And all those real estate agents standing on the south shore of the Big Island with their for sale signs just went, oh, gosh, darn it. And they were all set to go here. Actually, if you look at a map of Hawaii that includes the ocean floor, you will see that many times in Hawaii's past, big chunks of rock have just split off the island and crashed out to the ocean floor. It does happen every once in a while. And there are a lot of people concerned about the lava buildup in what's called the Southern Rift Zone on the Big Island, that we could see that slide into the ocean, and that would be a huge mega tsunami. But getting on back to the Philippines, their disaster agency is basically saying they're gearing up for 3 months of emergency while this volcano does its thing. And hopefully it won't erupt all that badly. Now, up in Oklahoma, as you know, there have been a lot of people who are very concerned about the so-called smart meters. These are meters that are being put on your home's electric system instead of the old spinning disc one that had to be read by somebody that would come into the building and read it. They have these smart meters where somebody from the power company just drives along the street and sends out a radio ping with your ID on it, and the smart meter broadcasts back to you. And because of the distance from the house to the street, it's a fairly powerful transmitter. sort of on the low end of cell phone signal level. But a lot of people have been very concerned about whether these smart meters are safe, whether the radio signal is safe. There apparently have been a lot of issues with these smart meters spontaneously bursting into flame, and even more concerned about the fact that these smart meters appear able to connect to the Internet of Things devices in your home to tell what you actually have turned on and turned off. So apparently Oklahoma is introducing a bill that would basically result in all smart meters to be removed. And it's a consumer protection bill, and I rather doubt it will get passed, but at least there's this one legislator that is saying, yeah, my constituents are concerned, we're going to do something about it. Now, down in Cape Town in South Africa, they are in serious hurt. They're expecting to run out of water by the middle of April. And they've had drought for 3 years now. And, of course, they're blaming it all on human-caused global warming. But there's a host of factors there, including poor government planning, the dams and reservoirs are all running dangerously low, and it was allowed to get into a crisis situation. Now, there is already water usage restrictions on the people, but starting on April 12th, the entire city is literally going to be dependent on water that's being imported. And already there are water companies down there that are going to make a fast buck off of these people suffering. Okay. Over in Michigan, they're dealing with yet another water crisis. Our entire country has a water crisis, with rare exception. Now, you know, Michigan first came into the news because in Flint, Michigan, it was discovered the tap water had dangerously high levels of lead contamination, which can cause neurological damage, and actually, in high enough concentrations, make you sick, cause you to die. And there was a big stink about that. But apparently now Michigan residents are looking at a new water crisis because the state is scrambling to combat health risks in water sources that stem from chemicals long used in firefighting, waterproofing, carpeting, and other products. In other words, they're now that they're basically taking the water out of rivers and streams, anything that pours into those rivers and streams is now getting into the tap water. And apparently, in December of last year, toxic chemicals were identified at 28 sites in 14 communities across Michigan. Nearly half are on or near military installations where the source of contamination is believed to be from firefighting foam. Now, the main affected area is near Van Etten Lake. Other areas near WAFB are also being investigated. So these firefighting foams use per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, and they're used on military bases, and apparently they've been found at an old industrial dump site for footwear company Wolverine Worldwide. So the state is now looking at approximately $23 million in emergency spending. Meanwhile, just 128 miles away from Flint, Michigan, Nestle pays the state of Michigan just $200 a year to extract millions of gallons of safe, clean water. Now, you just think about that one for a while. This is an epic example of life under fascism. The corporations get the safe, clean drinking water. Humans are being basically fed toxic, polluted, you know, wastewater. That's what to call it. What's coming out of our tap is wastewater. And it's good for the Nestle business model because more and more people aren't drinking the tap water. They're buying it in the bottles. And that was Nestle's business model. The CEO of Nestle is on record as saying people should not have a natural right to water. It should be commoditized like anything else and made money on. Now, I hold a somewhat different view. in the Declaration of Independence, it says we have inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whatever that last one is supposed to mean. It was originally going to be property, but the bankers took that one out. But if we have a right to life, then we have an automatic implicit right to the thing, the necessities of life, food, shelter, water. And we live in a country where water is being pumped out of the ground underneath people, put in plastic bottles and sold to them, in a country where it's now becoming more and more illegal to gather water on your own property, to collect rainwater. It's the king's raindrops, you knave. That water belongs to corporations. The water belongs to the government. You own nothing. In fact, we own you, as George Carlin would say. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Paohana Friday. Apparently out in California, Ian Calderon, who's the Democratic Majority Leader in California's lower house, is introducing a bill to prevent sit-down restaurants from giving customers straws with their beverages unless they specifically request one. And under Calderon's proposed law, a waiter who serves a drink with an unrequested straw in it would face up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. Now, this is way over the top, and it's very intrusive. Now, Calderon's issue here is that plastic straws are one-time use, and it has detrimental effects on the landfills, waterways, and oceans. Well, there are two solutions. First of all, and if you go to a Starbucks, you've probably already seen this, they're now making reusable stainless steel straws, which means you got to carry it with you, and it's one more piece of thing to take around. The other solution is go back to using paper straws that biodegrade. But don't go on out there and just add one more thing for these service people in the restaurants to have to keep in mind. I mean, it strikes me as ridiculous. Doesn't the California legislature have anything more important to worry about, like all the illegal immigrants that are crashing the state's budget? That really is a little out there. Okay, now, Illinois is looking at a new law that will ban children under 12 years old from playing tackle football. And I think that actually would be a good idea because kids can get hurt in some of these sports. And football, tackle football, is very, very rough. I've seen reports of kids who've been killed just playing softball. That ball hits them at the right spot on the chest. So, yeah, we got to be very careful about youth sports. Of course, the way the NFL is going right now, I think American rules football may soon vanish and will become a soccer nation like the rest of the world. And in soccer, you don't tackle each other. It's a much safer sport here. Apparently, over in Pittsburgh, they had another oil drilling rig explode. And apparently, the company that was running it, Patterson-UTI Energy, has a long history of past OSHA violations in the state. Apparently, the reason the fire got out of control was they had a manual blowout preventer and the remote control switch that was supposed to operate it failed to work. Shades of Gulf oil disaster. Finally, apparently OSHA has cited the Koch Foods in Gainesville alleging safety health violations. And apparently the Koch brothers own this food poultry processing operation in Gainesville. The machinery is not adequately shielded to guard against accidental amputation. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and look after the lovely lady Claire. Like I said, it looks like the problem with the website has been fixed, but it may take a few hours for the fix to get to you. So stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff to share with you. Please keep this issue of the FISA memo and the FBI text in front of everybody that you know. Share it with everyone. Have a really good weekend. Have a safe weekend. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.